The Yoga Sutras are very concentrated and terse. Study them slowly and carefully and meditate on them. You can even learn some of the most important and useful ones by heart. This is not just a book to be quickly read and then tossed away like a popular novel. Nor is it a scholarly work to fill your mind with a lot of philosophy and theories. It is a practical handbook. Every time you pick it up, you can absorb more for your growth. Let us slowly try to understand more. And what little we understand, let us try to practice. Practice is the most important factor in yoga. Let us know that all these ideas and practices are there to help us forget our personal selfishness and broaden our minds more and more. As my master, Swami Shivanandaji, used to say, just be good and do good. It's very simple. Be good and do good, and the entire wisdom will be yours. Every day, let us check our progress and see that we grow a little better. Every day should elevate us a little, broaden our attitudes, reduce our selfishness, and make us better masters over our own body, senses, and mind. This is the kind of yoga that will really help us. And let that highest goal towards which Patanjali Sutras point be our goal, that one day we should all attain the highest samadhi, the totally liberated state. This liberation is not for the remote future or for when we die. It is to be lived in the very midst of the world. May all the holy sages and the founder of yoga, Patanjali Maharishi, and all the saints bless us to achieve this goal with pure minds and deep meditation. May the sacred science of yoga inspire us to become such masters, to find peace and joy within ourselves, and to share the same with all humanity. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. May God bless you. Ever yours in yoga, Swami Satchidananda, written at Yogaville, March 1978. Introduction by Reverend Vidya Vaughan. When the word yoga is mentioned, most people immediately think of some physical practices for stretching and stress reduction. This is one aspect of the yogic science, but actually only a very small part and relatively recent in development. The physical yoga, or hatha yoga, was primarily designed to facilitate the real practice of yoga, namely, the understanding and complete mastery over the mind. So the actual meaning of yoga is the science of the mind. We all want to know more about our minds, how they work, and how we can work with them. This field is closer to us than anything else in life. It may be interesting and useful to know how to fix a car or cook a meal, or how atoms are split. But something that holds a more immediate and vital interest for thoughtful people is their own mind. What is the mind? Does it determine our behavior and experience, or do we create and sustain its activity? What is consciousness? Can we turn within ourselves to study and understand, perhaps even control the mind? This is the subject matter of the ancient science of Raja Yoga. Traditionally, the word yoga by itself refers to Raja Yoga, the mental science. With the current burgeoning of interest in expanding consciousness and in mental science in general, it is natural that we turn to Raja Yoga. There are, of course, many Western approaches to the study and control of mind, each advancing various different concepts and techniques. But compared to these, the ancient yogic science is a great grandsire. For thousands of years, the yogis have probed the mysteries of the mind and consciousness, and we may well discover that some of their findings are applicable to our own search as well. The primary text of Raja Yoga is called the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali, sometimes also called Patanjala Yoga Sutras
or Yoga Darshana.
Sutra literally means thread, each sutra being the barest thread of meaning upon which a teacher might expand by adding his or her own beads of experience for the sake of the students. There are almost 200 sutras, traditionally divided into four sections. The first is the portion on contemplation, Samadhipada, which gives the theory of yoga and a description of the most advanced stages of the practice of samadhi, or contemplation. This probably was given first as an inspiration